Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday everyone, and welcome to another Andy Goldsmith TalkSport Daily podcast with me. Yes, that fellow's 2 days away. What am I talking about? Even though I'm recording this on Wednesday, of course, it's now Thursday when you're listening. So it's tomorrow that I'll be having that big old haircut. So yeah, of course, I'll keep you up to date with that. Anyway, a great podcast coming your way. I say great. I mean, it does begin with your calls to my show, Sports by Andy Goldstein, Monday to Thursday from 10, on the back of a bad night in the Carabao Cup for Manchester United, semi-final, second leg. Yes, they won at the Etihad, but, you know, it doesn't really count as a win, does it? Because, you know, with 5 minutes to go, City didn't have to push to get the equaliser. You understand what I'm... So anyway, City fans and United fans were phoning up my show, as were very, very irate and unhappy and nervous West Ham fans and happy Liverpool fans again.
Ligon Solskjaer is alongside me in the tunnel at the Etihad. What is the view after being so far away in the first leg and getting so close to going through tonight?
Well, it shows the character of the players. Never give up. That's why they're Man United players. They've shown the character, attitude, and in moments, also the quality. And to be so close after being 3-0 down at half-time is an achievement. And it's a great achievement coming here, beating them again.
Right at the end of the game, you had a free kick on the edge of the penalty area. Were you expecting somebody else to take that apart from Fred?
Well, Juan, when you're fresh and ready to come on and you're the best free kick taker from 20 yards in the world, or not in the world maybe, but one of them, you expect him to go up and do it. They had a competition yesterday apparently, and Fred had scored 6 or 7 on the bounce, so Juan didn't start today. You know, when you put the slides up, Fred was on him. So, it might have been one of the moments that it could have got us to a penalty shootout.
Should you have pulled rank there?
Sometimes you have to as a player, but Juan felt that Fred just was in a good form from yesterday and he played a good game. So that's a decision they made out there.
It was just a quick one on United, really. Like, 2 games in a row now, we've played 3 at the back and it's just looked so much better. You see Maguire and he's a class centre-half, but it just feels like... With the two other centre-halves, or even Luke Shaw, the other side of him, it makes such a difference, and we do look like so much more of a better team. Why have we not played 3 at the back earlier?
And Sterling has been sent away, races past Lindelof, goes down the left-hand side, into the area, takes on the goalkeeper, goes wide, still inside the 18-yard box, and fires over the top of the crossbar, and wastes a golden opportunity.
He seems to have lost his confidence completely, and I think he needs a period of time out of the team to try and find his form from earlier on in the season again. But Pep will not. Even tonight, he did 90 minutes today. He was the worst player on the park.
Honestly, it was terrible. I'm absolutely, like, I've never felt so deflated about going to a final after that game.
Wow.
Me and my dad, yeah, no, honestly, it was really bad. Like, really bad.
But Joe, it's when you've got a semi-final second leg and you're defending a 3-1 lead, the game's sort of immaterial. It's the result, you know. People were putting on social media, I said this at the top of the show, first time United have won twice at City for 50 odd years. It doesn't count for me, because with 15 minutes to go, you're not chasing the game. You're happy with 1-0.
No, but I think Joe... No,
I get that, but at the end of the day, we've lost twice at home to United this season now, which is not acceptable, really, the way United have been playing at the moment, you know what I mean? And it's just really deflating. I just didn't feel like City were just... They were up for it. United, in my opinion, wanted it more tonight. They didn't have many chances, but they seemed like they wanted it more than City. But I get what you're saying, yeah. I mean, we were 3-1 up, but we were, you know, potentially, the match sending off changed that game. We could have gone out tonight.
West Ham 0, Liverpool 2. Probably game over now if it wasn't before. Lovely ball on as Liverpool broke against West Ham. And it was Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in on goal to beat Fabianski. David Moyes will be furious because Liverpool broke from a West Ham corner. 52 gone, West Ham 0, Liverpool 2.
We're starting to think that us going down wouldn't really be the end of the world, because it means we can ship out the lazy people that are on the bigger salaries. Potentially, the owners could lose interest and then maybe end up just sort of selling up, and we could just build up again beginning.
Would you take that, Dean? If you knew that they'd sell up if you went down, would you happily get relegated this season?
Potentially, yeah. Especially after watching the West Brom game, because like when you watch like West Brom, it was a second string team, but they've got a bunch of big, strong guys who want to win the match. And I feel like if we didn't have the Hullers and of the world in the team that didn't even want to run for the ball, that's the fundamental issue. Do you know what I mean? So if we can get back to basics and build up, get into the Championship, and then come back up organically, then we can build up from the ground up, and then it could just be a much better situation, I think. But who knows? Like it's worrying when you start looking forward to the potential of getting relegated, if you know what I mean. But that's the stage we're at now.
Now for a bit of history that's been made on TalkSport, and that history is for the first time ever. Quite incredible, actually. I can't believe I'm saying it. But Jamie O'Hara has made sense. Well done, Jamie O'Hara. Has come out and said, and rightly so, the attack on Ed Woodward's house is absolutely disgusting, and the United fans that were involved should be ashamed. And I use the word fans incredibly loosely. In fact, let me change that last bit. Not fans, idiots. The United idiots should be ashamed of themselves, and rightly so. Hear, hear, Jamie O'Hara.
It's a disgrace. They're not football fans, they're hooligans, they're thugs, and people like that should be put inside. I mean, you know, you're football fans, you're allowed to protest, you're allowed to have an opinion. You know, do it at the ground or do it. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. It's your football club. But don't go to a man's house where his family are, his kids are. You know, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right at all. And, you know, that shouldn't happen in sport. And, you know, you see the sad loss of Kobe Bryant and these legends of the game and things like that. And you see the support from fans. And then you see the other side of you know, people doing this outside someone's home where his kids are. For me, it's
two young children he's got.
Yeah, it's not right. It's a disgrace. And Man United, the fan base of Man United should be ashamed. And I know it's only a small minority and there's some brilliant fans, but it just, does it show how far the club's fallen since Ferguson's left? You know, in terms of what they had built there, and now look at them of where they are. It's just not right. It's not right, and it's not the way that you'd want to conduct yourself as a human being, let alone as a football fan. And, you know, I hope the police do find them. And, you know, I think it's a disgrace.
Now we can head over to the mid-morning show with Jim and Natalie, and Clinton Morrison joined him in the studio. And their guest was Keegan Hurst on the phone, the openly gay rugby league prop forward for Halifax, saying it's disappointing and frustrating that Israel Folau is back in the game, having signed for Catalans.
If he was to say something, then it's kind of shutting the stable door after the horse was bolted, isn't it? Because the damage is kind of done. So I think it's all lip service by Catalans. There's two things going on at that club, and both are equally worrying. One is that they don't care what he said, whether they say they do or whatever, they don't. Or they do care, but they are willing to pack their values and their morals to one side for someone who can score a few tries a year. And both are equally worrying. It's really disappointing. Frustrating, I think, would be the word that sums it up most. Rugby League prides itself on being diverse, on being inclusive, on being a community sport. And people work really hard to practice those values and, you know, day to day out in the communities. And Catalans for making the signing and the RFL for allowing it to go through are just undermining and alienating all those people.
And Super League returns tonight from 7 p.m. on TalkSport 2. Yeah, tonight, Thursday, with a season curtain raiser between two sides that I'm not even going to attempt to say. I've got to say it, have I? Okay. One's called Wigan. That's quite easy. And the other one, do I have to say it? Yeah, I'm getting the nod. Warrington. There you go. Too many R's and W's next to each other. But I think if I leave the gap rather than go Wigan Warrington, then it doesn't sound as horrific. Yet people are laughing. I'll move on. Here's Kevin Nolan on Drive. Would you believe Kevin Nolan turned up to do a show with Adrian Durham, a man he despised earlier on in his life, and now they're the best of buddies? I can tell you that Kevin was actually sat on Adrian's knee for the entire show. That's how close they are. Anyway, this is Kevin talking about Everton rejecting the Richarlison to Barcelona move. and saying it's got Ancelotti written all over it.
It just tells you there's a world-class manager in there who sees something. And listen, I'm not taking away Richarlison as a top player, you know, but there's it's a different order around Everton now and what's expected of them now that Carlo Ancelotti is the manager. And this is them making a statement and saying, no, we are not selling to a PSG. We are not selling to a Barcelona. We are on our way to try and catch a Liverpool. We're trying to catch a Man City. We're trying to break that top four because that's why we've invested so much in our manager.
Time to head back to Jamie O'Hara now on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil. That must be a record, about 4 or 5 shows on the bounce now. Well done, Al. Although he's probably forgotten he was there yesterday and the day before. And let's not tell him our little secret. Anyway, this is Jamie talking about England's midfield six for the Euros and suggesting that Jack Grealish should be part of those six after his performance against Leicester, what is now 2 days ago. Even though I'm recording this, what is now yesterday, as your day is now Thursday, and that was two... Anyway, this is him talking. It doesn't matter when it happened.
I will take Maddison, Grealish, Rice, Henderson, Chamberlain and Mount. That's, I think Maddison and Grealish deserve it. You know, why not? I'm a huge, huge Harry Winks fan. I think he's brilliant. I love what he does. I love everything about him. He's just not playing. You know, he's not playing enough. He's in and out of the team a little bit. And I think that the way that Southgate probably is going to set up is going to be with Declan Rice as the holder, Jordan Henderson, and then there's that fight for that other spot.
So I'd go Mount, Henderson, Dele Alli, I'd take Dele, Declan Rice, Jack Grealish and Maddison. I think Rice is good there because he could play that holding role.
Yeah, holding role, yeah. You have to take him.
Henderson could as well, but I think Rice is naturally...
Yeah.
He could even slot in the centre-back if you really need him.
Time now to check in with Hawksby and Jacobs, and an interesting chat, actually, between Andy Jacobs and his nurse. His nurse saying that maybe Andy's working too hard and maybe he should take his foot off the pedal and maybe 5 days... Huh? Oh, that didn't go out, that one. That was in one of the air breaks. OK, this is some other stuff then from Hawksby and Jacobs from yesterday.
You get no favours for being an outlier in the world of footballers' pronunciations. Mm. We spoke to our Japanese football expert a little while ago, and we were calling him Minamino.
Yeah.
And he said to us, it's not Minamino.
It's Minamino.
It's Minamino. To which we went, da, 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 da. And we thought, this could be a fairly rich scene for Clips of the Week if Sam Matterface did it. But Sam and all the other commentators, I think, out there are sticking steadfastly to... not going down the Minamino route, they are saying Minamino. So I think, what's the point of being an outlier on this? I've been saying Minamino, but I sound like an idiot.
Just say what everybody else
I'm
says.
Going Minamino. Likewise, well done to Tottenham's new sign and Stephen Bergwijn, because they asked him how to pronounce his name. And he said it's Bergwijn. It's a bit like Greta Thunberg in Dutch. And he said, but it's Bergwijn in English.
Well, fine, then let's stick with that.
So, rather than going Bergwijn, we're going Bergwijn.
I think that's the way the commentators have always referred to him in Champions League in Europa.
You get no prizes for coming up with your flash pronunciations. Everyone looks at you like you're a Berg. Really.
It's true. A woman in France won £500,000 on a football accumulator.
Accumulator?
Accumulator.
I like that. What a football accumulator.
Yeah. And I was thinking of ringing up David Ginola and saying to him, do they have football betting in France, David?
I never knew that.
I didn't know they had
to ask him.
I didn't know they had betting in France on football. Oh,
yeah, I guess they do, yeah.
Well, yeah, I've never seen a betting
shop. If she's won £500,000 on an accumulator, then I can't see why not. They wouldn't be there, yeah.
And... Ken Bruce, who we were talking about last week, he wish him well. He's had to take 3 weeks off for a minor medical matter. And I was thinking, why not get Ronnie Rosenthal to fill in?
Yeah.
Britain's, you won't be able to tell the difference, honestly.
Well, these days, Israel's foremost Ken Bruce lookalike. I don't know how much work you get in Tel Aviv for being a Ken Bruce lookalike, but he does look like him there.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Alan Brazil's Sports Breakfast Show. For the third time, a hat trick of Alan Brazil's breakfast shows on the podcast. And he gets for that nothing. This is Harry Redknapp walking along the beach in Sandbanks with his dogs. He's got a hard life, old Harry. Anyway, he had time to speak to Alan Brazil and Jamie talking about Jurgen Klopp missing the FA Cup replay against Shrewsbury.
I have no problem with what Liverpool are going for with the players. Look, this is our break. We've been promised it. We're having a week off. I'm a little bit disappointed with Jurgen not going to be there and seeing the kids take on Shrewsbury. I know managers are under stress and pressure as well, Harry, but I think it'd be better if he stood in the touchline for them kids' sake.
Absolutely. No, I can't understand that. I'm a great fan of Jurgen Klopp's. You know, he's been incredible, you know, and his personality is great, and the way the job he's done there is amazing. But no, I can't see any reason why he wouldn't turn up. They say it's a matter of principle, but
yeah.
To see their manager there on the touchline, you know, it's a big lift. And they're saying, oh, well, the manager's not bothered about coming. What does that give them? You know, what message does it send out to the kids who are going to be playing?
Don't shake your head, Jamie. Sure. He's shaking his head, you know, Harry.
Harry, we organise a little mid-season break to Dubai, play a bit of golf, you know, come on. Isn't it going to take that sort of away from us?
No, I'm not saying the players can't go, James. I mean, if he doesn't want to play any of them and he says, I'm going to send the players away, fine. I don't see that being a problem. But I think for the manager, listen, he can jump on a plane to Dubai after the game. You know, I mean, they've all got private jets now, every football club. He can come to the game, jump on a plane and go back and join the players if they're having a break, if that's what they're doing.
Perfect, Harry. Pure sense.
I just think he should be at the game. Come to the game. I'm not saying the players have got, but if he wants to rest his players, I wouldn't argue with anything he's done. I mean, what the job he's done has been incredible. So he knows how to work to get the best out of his team, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to play him in his cup game, fine. But he should, for me, he should be there. I mean, he should be on the touchline.
Now we can head over to the ginger fellow again with the loud shirts on driver, of course, Adrian Durham, I'm referring to, who comes up with some weird defence of Klopp's decision to not be in the dugout against Shrewsbury. I still don't really understand this. I mean, you'll hear a story now about Bill Shankly. I won't spoil it, but in fact, no, I will spoil it, alluding to the fact that Liverpool and Bill Shankly have done this before. I still don't get, though, Aid, if you're listening, how that means it's OK. Yeah, someone's done it before, but, you know, it's like stealing something from a supermarket and saying, well, someone else has stolen, and then someone going, oh, it's okay. If two people steal, that's fine. If one's bad, I don't get that. Maybe that analogy is not. Let me think of an analogy. Like you go into a coffee shop and someone eats your toast. You've got a nice slice of toast waiting for you, just about to bite into it. Someone, oh, I don't even know you. What are you doing? They go, oh, someone did that yesterday. You go, oh, did they? Oh, that's okay then. I mean, my analogies are still not working. Oh, just listen to Adrian's.
I'm sick of the Jurgen Klopp missing the replay debate, Kevin Nolan, so I'm going to kill it once and for all. Everybody listen to this, okay? I haven't criticised Jurgen Klopp, and there's a very good reason why. In 1964-65 season, Liverpool were champions. Okay, they won the title the year before. 64-65, fourth round of the FA Cup. Liverpool were drawn at home to bottom of the Football League, 92nd place, Stockport County. The manager missed the tie to go and watch a game in Germany. The manager of Liverpool, the champions, did not attend that fourth round FA Cup tie because he wanted to go and watch a game in Germany. That manager was Bill Shankly. So in missing an FA Cup tie, Jurgen Klopp is doing what Bill Shankly did all those years ago. So how can anybody have a problem? Seriously. How can anybody have a problem with Jurgen Klopp doing it? It was fine for Bill Shankly.
Yep. Well, obviously, mate, I've got to take your word for it.
True story.
One of the best, and Jurgen's getting himself up there. But I do feel sorry for them. But I do feel sorry because it's a debate which can go both ways, as it has all week. I know what you're saying. But these lads do need a rest. They've played so much football, and so does he, because being the manager of Liverpool Football Club comes with a lot of pressure, and you know he can't walk around without getting mobbed. The same with all these top flight managers.
The bonus for Shrewsbury is that Bill Shankly missed that tie and Liverpool only drew it. Right, well. He came back, went to the replay, then won it 2-0. So there you go. That is the end, surely, of the Jurgen Klopp debate.
That's it for another podcast, but of course it wouldn't be it for another podcast without me. Not this bit, this is me, but my show Monday to Thursday on TalkSport from 10 p.m, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. Here's some of the best bits. I know we heard some great bits earlier on at the top of it, but we're sort of giving you a sports bar sandwich. Earlier on you had the filling, now this is the bread again, another awful analogy.
If I'm watching a match between Man City and Man United, I could cheer on who I want, and I chose United because...
You're no Liverpool. That's not a proper Liverpool fan, Tony. No,
you're right.
No,
you're right.
Liverpool fan cheers on United, and no, right. United fan would cheer on Liverpool.
Bang on.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Then. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, personally, Tony, I think you're a disgrace to cheer on. Actively pump... Did you fist pump?
No, I don't do fist pumps.
You don't do fist pumps.
Did
no?
you Did you kiss no, Mrs. Sure. Tony Temper on the forehead when the goal went in? Get it in!
There's no Mrs. Tony Temper.
Yeah, don't surprise
me.
You
kiss the dog?
Yeah, Shankly was watching it with me, yeah.
Have you got a dog, Tone?
Yeah, Shankly the Bulldog.
Shankly the Bulldog. Genius. He would have been disgusted with you. He would have turned away.
I hope
he cocked his leg on you, Tone.
Cocked his leg.
He gave me a bit of a dirty look.
I bet he did.
We've since found out
pineapple.
Pardon?
I was about to sneeze.
What?
I was about to sneeze and it stopped. I said pineapple. I swear on my life.
What is happening here?
It stopped me sneezing. It's right. Unbelievable.
You know we're on air. You know you've just shouted the word pineapple.
No, I thought I was going to shout the word pineapple or I was going to sneeze down the mic. And I decided to say pineapple. It stopped me sneezing. It's unbelievable. It actually works. Actually,
I don't think the rules are you have to shout it.
Well, why not? You've got to say it.
I thought you just went mental.
I was looking at the right thing. I'm going to sneeze any second now.
And pineapple works.
That is unbelievable.
You know there's no scientific reason why the word pineapple works. You know,
but there must be something the way you say the word pineapple. There must be something.
No, it's just a mental thing. Proved by you.
It can't. It absolutely works.
If I said the word was cheese grater, no. Just before you'd say cheese grater, and you'd not sneeze because you've said it.
No. Okay, next time you're going to sneeze, say cheese grater, and I'll bet you sneeze.
All right.
That's it. That genuinely is it for another podcasty thing. A reminder that you can download the best bits every day free on Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you can't be bothered, just make up your own one. Do an impression of me, then you have to do an impression of Jamie O'Hara. Then, of course, you have to do one of Adrian Durham and Alan Brazil. And then you have to go to an old people's home and call a couple of people to get H and J involved. Just too much effort. Just keep downloading it. It's free. What more do you want? Anyway, make sure you join me for the last sports bar of the week tonight from 10 p.m. on TalkSport, alongside the fellow with the biggest face on national radio. No, not Frank Sidebottom. He sadly passed away. I mean, Sidebottom didn't. He was just a paper mache head. But the person that was in him, I'm spoiling it now. If you thought that person existed, and he was just horrifically deformed. Anyway, join me and Cundy tonight from 10 p.m. for more of the same. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.